Everything Perth on your podcast. Gosh, how do we fit it all in? It's Mix 94.5's Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Enjoy.
Switching on Clancy, Matt and Kimber for a laugh in the morning is easy. And switching to Clean Heat to save on your natural gas bills is easy too.
The Prince of Point Piper, the man running the land, Big Mal, good morning.
Good morning to you, Clancy, and hello to you, Matthew, and of course, Kimber, my favourite in the Mix 94.5 galaxy of stars.
Oh, you're too kind. Big Mal, you sound a little bit sniffly. Have you got yourself a cold?
Well, I have. I have got a cold. Weirdly, Lawrence Mooney also has a cold.
Oh,
and it's strange how my health exactly mirrors his.
So odd.
That's a weird cosmic riddle.
Now, a difficult week now because your mate Christopher Pine's got himself into a bit of hot water.
Well, Christopher and I have always had the greatest respect for one another. He has been a terrific friend and ally. Remember, he knifed Tony for me. we've sought each other's counsel whilst riding public transport. We're big fans of rail. And he introduced me to house, trance and disco. I can shake it politically and on the dance floor. That little guy has got something funky deep inside of him.
Supreme Leader, come on, yes or no? Will Australia get marriage equality?
Yes, Matthew, it will.
Thank you.
You'll be able to marry whomever you choose. Consensually, of course. Now that the flat earthers like Corey Bernardi and Erica Betts from Tasmania have gone, Tassie, not the most forward-thinking place in the Federation. Marriage equality will happen. And like I've said before, I live in the strongest LGBTQI electorate in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to cross the gay mafia.
No.
Because they don't put a horse's head in your bed. Do you know what they put in your bed?
What? Ooh.
1,000 count pure cotton Egyptian sheet.
Of course.
Which is so luxurious, they're threatening. You wake up and you think, oh, they've been here.
Hey, Big Mal, did you see Pino, your favourite Pino, on the Q&A last night?
I did, Clancy. Old Pino Clean, Pinus Radiata, the pine cone, I call him. Christoph did a terrific job. But I was disturbed by how many close-ups of acne the ABC insisted on showing us. By jingo, there were some hideous acres out there. I felt like I was in year 10 again. There were some red-hot bulbs out there, I'll swear. I swear I saw a hummingbird flying in front of a guy's face last night. Is it always like this, or have Gen Y let themselves go? I don't know.
Well, I mean, the very important discussion was about whether or not we can trust politicians, though, can we?
Well, listen, no. Not unless you're wealthy and financially independent like me, who is, I'm beyond reproach and probably won't double dip on my travel expenses because I'm cashed up. I'm not some unionist munter with his hand in the till or a hippie with a straight haircut. I'm Malcolm Bly Turnbull, for Christ's sakes. That's who I am. Before I go, I just want to say that Mix 94.5 rocks Linwood.
Oh, good on you.
Great constituents.
Matt's old stomping ground near Beckenham. City of Canning.
Oh, good on you, Matthew.
Thank
you're
you, Prime
good
Minister.
Guy. Get on with it.
Okay.
Onwards and upwards.
Good on you, Big Mouse. Stay alive.
Okay,
well
bye
seen.
Now. Good on you. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye. 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 Good on you. Bye now. Good on you. You're good guys. Good on you. Bye now.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
The 30th and current Premier of Western Australia, Mark McGowan. Good morning, Mr. Premier. Welcome
good
back.
Good morning, good morning. Great to be here.
The Governor.
Yeah.
Good story, that one.
He was.
We were just looking at a great photo of you with
Christopher Lloyd. From Back to the Future.
Hey. I was. He was in a cafe in Rockingham yesterday morning. And I saw him and I introduced myself and I said, I'm the Premier. He looked at me blankly.
Yeah.
And then my mate said to him, that means the Governor, because he's American.
Yeah,
and
of course.
He got what we meant.
Yeah.
He thought
you were Marty McFly.
Do you get a lot of Hollywood stars at Dome in Rockingham?
Oh, well, Rockingham's well known.
Yeah.
Location for famous people to end up in.
Yeah, TMZ, yeah. Wow. Entertainment Tonight. Yeah. They're always out the front of Dome Rockingham.
Kardashians.
Yeah. And did you see what Chris Rock said about Rockingham?
No.
He was very nasty about my
Oh, was he?
Very nasty.
We need to take it up with Chris.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, he must have had some local writers trying to be funny.
Yeah,
perhaps.
Well, that's exactly right. He compared us to quicksand.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Rotten thing to say.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, welcome again, and let's talk politics. You've been a busy man. You've been doing lots of things. Now we see the dreaded footbridge. You've had enough of waiting and have decided to build the bridge locally, which is great for jobs and whatnot. But this does add another $13 million estimated to our existing contract of $70 million. We're trying to save money. So is it going to be worth it? Where is the money going to be stripped from?
Well, if we don't do this, I doubt we'll get a bridge at all. So we have to do it. The bridge in Malaysia was very problematic and we're not sure it'd ever arrive.
Right.
And every delay in the arrival of the bridge means delay in fully utilising stadium, which has cost as well. So therefore, we're going to build a bridge in Western Australia using West Australian firms and West Australian workers.
That'd be a worry if we didn't get a bridge at all, Mr. Premier, because you'd have those three lumps of concrete like our own Stonehenge forever.
Exactly.
Very strange.
And they don't look very nice.
No.
But I think when the bridge is finished, it'll look fantastic. But it'll be built in WA.
Yep. Okay. Now, obviously, the budget and the power increases made big news, and people are rightly concerned about the cost to their living. The thing that I don't understand is that the raising of the connection charge as opposed and leaving the usage charge the same. I mean, surely the giving people the chance to run their own lives, be it solar panels or not turning their heater on, is a more appropriate way to charge people than just a flat connection fee raise?
We didn't want to put up power prices, but this is one of those things that inevitably happens. And we've tried to shield people as much as possible. For instance, we've put in place more financial counselling, hardship utilities grants. But the fixed fee, which is the fee you pay for the poles and wires.
Yes.
So if you have the poles and wires go past your house, you're paying a fixed fee for that.
Which is doubled, right?
That's right. Now, that is roughly, the poles and wires are roughly half the cost of electricity.
Sure.
So just having the transmission and distribution system in place is half the cost of electricity, yet on your bill, it was only a very small part. So what we're trying to do is make sure that the cost of your bill better reflects the cost of providing the electricity. But at the end of the day, we have to put in place these measures because we have so much debt and deficit that we have to deal with.
Okay, it's obviously been a problem in the past. Now, Mark, you've spent a lot of time mixing with Western Australians all over our state, and in the past 6 weeks, the Eagles and Dockers have each only won one game. Do you notice a difference in mood in our state when that's going on, when both of our teams are losing?
Well, I notice people talk about football a lot less.
Yeah. Yes.
When we're not doing well, you know, on a Monday morning, it's really not talked about much.
Yeah.
When we're doing well, everyone stands around talking about it for about half an hour each Monday morning before people get to work.
Yeah, I'm just concerned.
I think us losing actually increases productivity.
Probably. Yeah. I'm just concerned we've got this amazing stadium next year. We're going to have a decent pair of footy teams to showcase it.
Well, I'm sure that once they see the stadium, I'm sure they'll lift.
Yes.
Beauty.
And do you know something about the tennis that we don't know?
I do.
Do you want to tell us what
it
is?
You want to spill the beans?
Go on, do it.
We feel like you've got the inside story.
I do. We've got Margaret Court and Billie Jean King playing playing an exhibition match.
Oh, I wanted to play Martina.
No, yeah, well, and Martina. Yeah,
I'd like to play Margaret Court.
Oh. Margaret and Billie Jean, great couple. A great tennis
Careful.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Okay, which will be introduced by Chris Rock as he does his apology to Rockingham.
That's right. But anyway, no, that'll be terrific. Margaret's making a comeback.
Okay. So an announcement at 8:30 today about the Hotma Cup, apparently.
That's right. Okay. So we're announcing some of the players at 8:30. It may or may not be Margaret Court, but if it's not Margaret Court, the reason I can't reveal who else it is
sure.
is some sort of contractual arrangement.
No worries.
Means I can't do it until 8:30.
No problem. Roger that. You've got a birthday coming up in a couple of weeks, Mr. Premier. A birthday in a couple of weeks. Am I right that you're turning 50 in July?
You are correct.
Have you made some big plans?
Yeah, my wife and children and I are going on 2 weeks' holiday. I'm trying to avoid a surprise party, and also we're going to have a little break together.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Avoiding a surprise party.
I want to avoid a surprise party. I had a surprise party for my 30th and my 40th, and so I'm avoiding it for my 50th.
Well done. Good luck with the avoidance.
No, it was lovely. It was lovely on my 30th and 40th, but I don't know. When you hit 50, you sort of don't want to remember anymore.
So. Well, yeah, and surprises can be dangerous at 50.
That's right. Surprises can be dangerous. I don't want to expire on my 50th birthday. No.
Apologies for bringing it up. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
All right, we're going to get into the bedroom again.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, in 2 weeks.
There you go.
Got some really good news for those who want more special cuddles in the bedroom.
Mm. That's me.
Or the kitchen or wherever you want.
Yeah.
Having sex several times a week could save your life.
I'm just going to take a moment.
I noticed you're taking half a moment already.
Oh.
You okay, Mark?
Goodness me.
Regular romps decrease levels of a harmful chemical in the body, helping reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke. So regular sex really can help prevent killer heart disease but only if you're a man.
Right. This is wonderful news.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
You look excited.
Well, look, I mean, I've been saying this for years, you know, to my lady friends.
Yeah.
You know, who think that I'm just always trying to get that special cuddle that I don't deserve. I'm trying to save my life.
Yeah, yeah. And I love being used that way. There is nothing a woman loves more than a man who says, I really want to have sex with you. Because it's for my own benefit.
Well, it's not.
It's just what we're all looking for.
It's basically the chemical involved or the hormone involved is called homocysteine.
Yeah. Ooh.
And it is known to be a major trigger of heart attacks and strokes.
Yes.
Okay. Homocysteine. I mean, it's the one time you're allowed to be homophobic.
It's true. I mean, the thing is, they're saying the only reason it helps the men is because this homocysteine is a harmful chemical in the blood that triggers the heart problem.
Yes.
And women benefit less from it because sexual arousal is less dependent on having a healthy blood flow. So it's not really effective in keeping it under control in women.
This is one of those surveys that's going to let us down, though, because, you know, everything that comes out about dark chocolate and red wine, within 3 days, someone else comes out and says, actually, it's dangerous for you.
Everything else about my love life has been a letdown, so I'm certainly not expecting this to change anything. But it's nice to be able to approach my next new special friend with some science.
Yeah, true.
Why do I feel such a sense of responsibility over this? Like,
he's going to pop a lab coat on.
Well, I feel like already there are lots of women who have to basically force their men to go to the doctor for a general checkup. And now not only are we responsible for you getting your health checked, but now we're responsible for like keeping it together.
Well, you don't need to go to the doctor now. We know that. We can sort it all out.
I can't be responsible for your health. I can't.
I mean, you know, they've stopped bulk billing. We need some help here.
No, it's bulk cuddles.
Yeah, bulk cuddles.
I want the pay rate of a doctor then.
Yeah.
Just for the extra services.
You know, I would pay you. Yeah. I mean, as long as I get a rebate.
Claire's, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, the Muso and Me's just come out again. I've just started a new band called Cat's Eyes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we mainly play middle of the road stuff.
Well, there's another Claire's, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Switching on Claire's, Matt and Kimber comes with plenty of rewards. Switching to Clean Heat comes with rewards too. New and existing customers enjoy a 20% discount on natural gas.